Okay. The next talk. The next talk is from Edward about the Nextcloud integration with as a SIM client and identity provider. Let's see. Please welcome.
Thanks all so much for coming. Yeah, I'm sure you've read the title by now, and you're probably curious about what this project is all about. Perhaps you might be thinking what the purpose of this app is, or what you can do with it. But first, a quick introduction. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Edward Lee, and I'm currently a software engineer at Nextcloud and a member of the integrations and AI team. The project I'll show today is one of many projects under our team's umbrella, that aim to make it easier to communicate and collaborate with external services, rather than have Nextcloud just exist as its own isolated environment. So by the end of this talk, you'll know what the app can do and what it looks like in practice. In case you're not familiar with Nextcloud, I'll give a very brief introduction. The simplest way I can explain what we do is that we are the biggest free software alternative to big tech cloud offerings, such as Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, Dropbox, Slack, Zoom, and many others. Especially in recent years, Nextcloud is exploding in popularity among not just home users, but also major organizations in both the public and private sectors, with hundreds of thousands of Nextcloud server instances online serving millions of users worldwide. And those numbers only include the ones that we know about. Recently, we've been pushing forward into the AI space as well, with what we call our Nextcloud Assistant to keep up with demand and feature parity. But I want to be very clear that all these additional apps are optional by default, and you can even pick and choose which specific features you want to enable or disable for your Nextcloud server. But the reason we have all these apps in the first place is that there is a ton of convenience in using an all-in-one collaborative suite, because I simply cannot stress enough the value of having all of these apps and features integrated into one cohesive ecosystem, which makes everyday tasks super convenient and more productive, all without sacrificing data privacy or security. And the app that I'll demonstrate today is only one of many examples of this. But first a little bit of background. This project first started about a year ago when we received an interesting request from Open Project, which in case you haven't heard, is an open source project management software that rivals proprietary alternatives such as Jira, Trello, or Monday.com. We worked together with Open Project for quite a while now and have developed a few apps that integrate tightly with each other. But this time, they had a new avenue that they wanted to explore further together. Basically, can we use the user credentials in Nextcloud to log into Open Project? And can we simplify the process of managing your user accounts across both services? This makes it a lot easier for users within a group or organization to not have to juggle multiple passwords, as well as for administrators to not have to manually create the same set of users across multiple services. And that is where this GIMP standard comes in. Very brief introduction in case you're not aware. It is short for System for Cross-Domain Identity Management. This standard automates the exchange of user identity information across different external services. This standard has also been adopted by companies including Microsoft, Google, and Salesforce. So in theory, you might be able to provision Nextcloud users in not just Open Project, but also Google Workspace and similar services as well. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves. To briefly explain how it works under the hood, first you need to designate each service as either a SCIM client or a SCIM server. The SCIM clients act as the identity provider, which sends their user and group records to SCIM servers. For instance, in our case, Nextcloud would act as the client and Open Project would act as the server. And once the clients and servers are configured, that is it. The rest is entirely automatic. With the Nextcloud client app, it will continuously run background jobs that communicate to the servers using a standardized REST API defined by SCIM. The first background job will send all Nextcloud user and group records to the Open Project server and make sure that the information is up to date. And then the second job onwards will only send any changes that have occurred between the current background job and the last. Yeah, say whenever a client's identity records are updated, added, or deleted, we send those changes via an API request to the servers that we want to sync up to. At first, it may sound like a very simple task, but if you have ever managed your own cloud services with hundreds, thousands, possibly millions of users, you'll quickly realize how much time you're saving by having to only manage users in one service rather than multiple. If you're interested in learning more about the standard itself, I left the link and QR code to the RSCs here, which you can read on your own time. Although perhaps you might have noticed that this GIMP standard only takes care of the identity management part for you. It does not handle access management or some kind of authorization provider. That lets users create an NS out to actually log into OpenProject. That is handled by other open standards such as OpenID Connect or SAML. That doesn't mean you'll need a separate NextCloud app that offers one of those authorization mechanisms, but really that is the only dependency we need in order to get a server client connection up and running. So let's take a look how it all works together and see it in action. For this demo, I'll be doing a brief walkthrough, which is a series of screenshots of how to configure both NextCloud and OpenProject so that they share the same identity records. Here we'll be using OpenID Connect via the OIDC app as our authorization provider as an example. And I've already set up a few local Docker containers ahead of time, running NextCloud and OpenProject with their own local domain names. So the first thing we need to do is install both the OIDC app and the Scheme Client app in NextCloud. You can find that from the apps page in the NextCloud server and download them directly from there under the integrations category. This is what the OIDC app looks like in the app page. And similarly for the Scheme app. Oh, by the way, like most apps in the NextCloud ecosystem, it is licensed under the AGPL v3, which is really the only sensible option for a software such as this. Next we'll need to create a new OpenID Connect client. This will be our authorization provider that NextCloud users will use to log into OpenProject. In the administration settings, there will be a section called OpenID Connect Provider, which takes us to this page. For a minimal setup, all you really need to do is enter a nickname for the client and the redirection URI. For simplicity, we can just set the URI to match all pages within the OpenProject.local domain. Once it's created, it will generate a client ID and a client secret value, which we will need in the next step. From here, we can now head over to our OpenProject instance and connect our OIDC client that we just created to OpenProject. We'll create a new custom OpenID provider here, which takes us to the setup wizard. Here there are really only a few things we need to enter here. First, a nickname for the provider, which is just NextCloud. Second, the discovery endpoint URL, which in most cases should be set to the well-known configuration endpoint. And third, the client ID and client secret values, like I mentioned. And for this demo, it is fine to leave everything else by default, but of course they can be adjusted depending on your specific needs. After that, we can now configure a new Scheme client that is authorized to sync to OpenProject. Here, along with giving a nickname for the client, you can also choose the authentication provider in this step, which tells OpenProject that any user added to OpenProject from the Scheme client has to log in through this specific authentication provider. We'll also generate a static bearer token that the NextCloud Scheme client will use to authenticate to the OpenProject server in order to send API requests. And once you click on Create, you'll be able to view and copy the bearer token, which we'll paste into the NextCloud client. So back into NextCloud, we can access the Scheme client app from the administration settings under the identity management section. Here is where we can actually register OpenProject as a Scheme server. Clicking on the register button opens up a short form, which only requires a few pieces of information. A nickname for the server, the root URL of the GIMP server API, and the bearer token that we've received in the previous step. At this point, you also have the option to verify that the information is correct and the client can actually connect to the server, but that is entirely optional. Once everything is filled in, submit the form, and now we have the Open Project server attached to the Nextcloud client. And that pretty much concludes the end of the configuration procedure. Yeah, that is it in terms of user input. From there, Nextcloud will automatically run background jobs every few minutes that will send its identity records to Open Project, where users will be provisioned or updated accordingly. And to verify that our setup actually works, let's take a look at what actually happens to our users on both services. Yeah, so here is a sample of test users that I created in this Nextcloud development instance. Some of them have email addresses already assigned. Some of them have a full name specified that is distinct from their username. And some of them may be a member of one or more groups. Now, if we head over to Open Project, this is what the list of users looks like before the initial sync happens. You can see that we have just the one root user here that is needed to manage the instance. And here's what it looks like after the sync. Since email addresses are optional in Nextcloud, but required in Open Project, you can see that some of the users also have temporary email addresses assigned to them if they didn't have one assigned in Nextcloud. As for user groups, similar deal. Initially, Open Project doesn't create any groups by default. But after syncing, as you can see, the user groups in Nextcloud have successfully transferred over as well. The last thing we need to verify is that the users we created in Open Project can actually log in using their Nextcloud credentials. So back in the login screen for Open Project, you can see that there is an option now to sign in via our Nextcloud local instance. Click on that and it will take us to our Nextcloud login page. So now if we log in as Jane Doe, for example, we will be automatically redirected back to Open Project logged in as Jane Doe. You can see in their profile page that their first and last names are also pre-filled, in addition to the email address, which is either taken from Nextcloud or automatically generated. But regardless, we can see that these users actually work and can immediately get started using both Open Project and Nextcloud in tandem with each other. That was pretty much the end of the main part of the demo, but I want to go back to the administrator slide really quickly to touch on a few extra features that we added to the app, mainly some things you can do to the servers you have already added. So first, in case anything goes wrong with the automatic updates, there is the option to invoke a full resync manually. It basically does the same thing as the initial background job. This option allows you to run that operation at any time instead of just once. And then next, you can edit the connection details, update the server name, or change the bearer token, for example. So say if you wanted to migrate from one Open Project instance to another, you can keep using Nextcloud as the source of truth rather than the old project old Open Project instance you want to migrate from. Just change the domain name, domain name from the old server to the new server, update the access token, and you're good to go. And the last thing you can do is delete the server altogether. If you ever wanted to pause the syncing operation for any particular server, for example, the best way to do that would be to just delete the server and then register the server again at a later date. That way, any changes that may have happened during the pause would be able to be applied to the server as well. So that is pretty much it. So I apologize if it's a little bit short. I hope you found this talk insightful as I went over why we made this app as well as what it can potentially accomplish. If you're interested in learning more, the left QR code will take you to the App Store page for the Scheme Client app where you can find all the relevant details for the project, including the source code. And the right QR code will take you to our jobs page as we are looking to hire more developers and continue growing in 2026. If you'd like to contribute to the Nextcloud ecosystem and get paid while doing it, we very much invite you to apply. Also, as part of our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are currently offering additional support and mentoring for anyone who identifies as part of an underrepresented minority group. That could include anything from gender identity to sexual orientation, ethnicity, physical or mental ability, neurodiversity, etc. Yeah. So if you'd like more details, I will be available to chat after this talk or at the NestCloud booth in F1, where I can connect you to one of our mentors. Anyway, that's all I have for the presentation. Thanks so much for listening. Yeah, plenty of time for questions at least.
Maybe it's a two-part question. I was wondering, in your integration, do you offer something like Vault? I'm wondering, like, how much of that skim portion as a client you could offset? Yeah, because obviously something like Vault offers skim already. So I'm wondering, do you offer an integration for other third parties that actually manage some of this?
Please repeat the question.
So wondering if we have an integration for Vault is your question. I am not aware of any at the moment, but that is something I could look into and see if we can develop something similar. Yeah.
What's the status of Skim server support? Because I assume most organizations already have an IDP, like Keytalk, for example, and it would be handy for them to be using Skim to provision users and groups into NextCloud.
Oh, are you referring to NextCloud as a Skim server? You mean? I believe there is a community app that does something similar, but I'm not aware of like the maintenance status.
What is the
maintenance of that? Oh, of that app?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's just up to the recent version. Okay.
Just please repeat this conversation.
Okay. So we do offer a Skim server app, but it hasn't been maintained recently. That it is an option. Does that sound, does the Skim client support custom custom session durations? I believe it depends on depends on the access token. You can set the validity on that. In open project, I believe the default is 1 year. I'm not sure how if it is possible to change that. But yeah, I believe that's how it would be configured.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.